train hot dog. The podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today we're going to be talking about water and where it comes from. But first, writer mail. This writer writes, does Dustin Indigo realize everyone can tell Zizzy 2? That's XYZZY2. I don't know. So,
Civic Center Station, take up Repugnant Tip Train.
I don't know if Dustin can tell. Wait, I don't know if he realizes that. So, good luck with that, Ryder. Good luck with that question. Water.
Doors are closing, please stand clear of the door.
Water is a non-alcoholic beverage. Water is a transparent fluid which forms the world in rain and is the major constituent of the fields of organisms. As a chemical compound, a water molecule contains one oxygen and two hydrogen atoms that are connected by covalent bonds. Water is liquid at standard ambient temperature and pressure.
Powell Street Station.
Standard conditions for temperature and pressure are standard sets of conditions for experimental measurements established to allow comparisons to be made between different sets of data. But according to the previous page, it refers to what exists on Earth. But it often coexists on Earth with solid state, ice and gaseous state, steam, water vapor. It also exists as snow, fog, dew, and cloud. Water covers 71% of the Earth's surface. It is vital for all known forms of life. On Earth, 96.5% of the planet's water is found in the seas and oceans. 1.7% in groundwater, 1.7% in glaciers and ice caps of Antarctica and Greenland, a small fraction in other large water bodies, and 0.01% in the air as vapor, clouds, and precipitation. That's counting water that is falling right now. Chemical and physical properties, taste and odor, distribution in nature, in the universe. Water is produced as a byproduct of star. Stars are born, their birth is accompanied by, hang on, the microphone is, I don't know if you guys can perceive this, but my phone is behaving weirdly with this headset so that it keeps
it.
My standard usage of the headset, so like when I listen to a podcast, it'll be like, hey, I guess you want to be using the headset, you got to go turn that on in the options. And I'm like, no, I don't want to turn that on in the options, I want you to go away so I can listen to my podcast. And instead, it just keeps asking me to turn it on in the options. Most of the universe's water is produced as a byproduct of star formation. When stars are born, their birth is accompanied by a strong outwards wind of gas and dust. When this outflow of material eventually impacts the surrounding gas, the shock waves that are created compress and heat the gas. The water observed quickly producing this warm, dense gas. So this is actually the paragraph that answers my question. When stars are born, their birth is accompanied by a strong outward winds of gas and dust. When this outflow of material eventually impacts the surrounding gas, the shock waves that are created compress and heat the gas. The water observed is quickly produced in this warm, dense gas.
Closing, please stand clear of the
doors. July 2011, a report described the discovery of a gigantic cloud of water vapor containing 140 trillion times more water than all of the other oceans combined around a quasar located 12 billion light years from Earth. According to researchers, the discovery shows that water has been prevalent in the universe for nearly its entire existence. Water has been detected in interstellar clouds in our galaxy, the Milky Way. Citation needed. Water probably exists in abundance in other galaxies too because of its components, hydrogen and oxygen are among the most abundant elements in the universe. Based on models of the formation and evolution of the solar system and that of the other star systems, and most other planetary systems are likely to have similar ingredients. Water is present as vapor in the atmosphere of the Sun, the atmosphere of Mercury, the atmosphere of Venus, Earth's atmosphere, atmosphere of Mars, the atmosphere of Ceres. Ceres has an atmosphere? Oh, it's a dwarf planet.
First Embarcadero Station, Embarcadero, last downtown San Francisco Station, Embarcadero Station.
atmosphere of Saturn in ices only, and that of its moons Titan and Enceladus. Okay, Titan has stratospheric. The thick atmosphere is due to the dense organonitrogen haze.
And mark an arrow, Dublin Pleasanton Tranquil.
Okay, let's see if we can narrow this down. What about the water on Earth? Where does my water come from? Precipitation, evaporation, transpiration, and runoff, surface runoff, and subsurface infiltration are the primary phases.
Doors are closing, please stand clear. The doors are closing.
Surface water refers to water that remains on the Earth's surfaces in rivers, streams, lakes, reservoirs, and oceans. Where does water come from? That's not exactly what I'm asking. Where does water come from? How stuff works? We know that water surrounds us, but if you ever wondered about its origins, find out where water comes from. Okay. Surrounds us, falling from the sky, rushing down the riverbeds and pouring from faucets, and yet many of us have never stopped to ask where it comes from. The answer is a complicated one, stretching way beyond an incoming tide, or caught heavy with rain, all the way back to the very origins of the universe. Shortly after the Big Bang, protons, neutrons, and electrons swarmed in 10 billion degree heat. Within minutes, hydrogen and then helium, known as lighter elements, had taken shape from these atomic building blocks in a process called nucleosynthesis. Helium had a cameo as well. Heavier elements didn't appear until much later, when the lighter elements underwent fusion inside of stars during supernovas. Over time, stars sent radiation out of space where they mixed with the lighter elements. Of course, the formation of hydrogen and oxygen molecules and the subsequent formation of water are two different things. It's because even when hydrogen and oxygen molecules mix, they still need a spark of energy to form water. The process is a violent one, and so far, nobody has found a way to safely create water on Earth. Okay, that's really interesting information. Safely create water. So how did our planet come to be covered with oceans, lakes, and rivers? The simple answer is we still don't know. We have theories. One theory states that nearly 4 billion years ago, millions of asteroids and comets landed at the Earth's surface. A quick glance at the moon's crater-pock surface gives us an idea of what the conditions were like. The theory goes that these weren't normal rocks, but rather the equivalent of cosmic sponges loaded with water that was released on impact. While astronomers have confirmed that some asteroids and comets hold water, some scientists think the theory doesn't. Oh, solipsis. For one thing, scientists still haven't found any remnants of the comets and asteroids. What's more, they question whether enough collisions could have taken place to account for all the water in the Earth's oceans. Finally, researchers from the California Institute of Technology found that the water from the comet Hale-Bopp contains much more heavy water, which has more deuterium than Earth's ocean. Meaning either the comets and asteroids that hit Earth were very different than Hale-Bopp, or Earth got its water some other way. Another recent theory states that a young Earth was bombarded by oxygen and other heavy elements produced within the Sun. The oxygen combined, hydrogen and other gases released from the Earth in a process known as degassing, not degaussing, which is what my original read was, forming the Earth's oceans and atmosphere along the way. A team of scientists from Japan's Tokyo Institute of Technology has divided another theory, which states the thick layer of hydrogen may have once covered the Earth's surface, eventually interacting with outside oxides in the crust to form our planet's oceans. And so, while we can't say with certainty how water came to Earth, we can say we're fortunate it did. Thanks, How Stuff Works. I'm gonna get right to the money shot and append Yahoo Answers to my question. Where does water come from? Yahoo Answers. Don't say God and don't say the ocean. I'm serious. Where did it come from? Best answer, chosen by voter. Much of the universe's water is produced as a product of star formation. Okay, this is like the Wikipedia page. That's not cool. Well, at the beginning of Earth, there was already some elements present on it, like hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, argon, etc. This guy just listed some elements. Yeah, there probably those were present, sir. You're right. Well, this is Rutvik writing. mainly hydrogen and oxygen, fixed under high pressure to form H2O. More elements were created after the Earth's beginning was a bit old. More elements were created after the Earth's beginning was a bit old. Okay. Okay, I think that sentence parses. And what about the life? Life started after the atmosphere was created and there were clouds and rain. Streak of lightning created the first life forms. This was further proven by a scientist named Stanley. Thanks, Stanley. William writes, some of it was here when the Earth was made, but locked into the rocks and as hydrates. Much of that was released as the Earth became molten. And some came from comets and other ice particles that have bombarded the Earth since it was formed. No one knows which part was the major contributor. Randall writes, water is a chemical combination of hydrogen and oxygen. Two atoms of hydrogen to one every one of oxygen, often written as H2O. It really originally came from meteors crashing into our planet, says Willie. Okay, here's another one. Yahoo Answers. Suraj writes, water comes out from Hyol. When I talk to my GF on the phone, so I have an erection, and after that, a kind of white water comes out, but thick than water. Is this normal or I have some problem?
This is West Oakland Station.
Best answer by Hakeem, if I can pronounce that name. Your question isn't very clear. You say it's a white liquid and something is wrong. You shouldn't leak semen by just talking on the phone. However, I assume what you mean is a colorless thick liquid. In that case, I guess it's normal. Yeah. Yeah. Luscious Tory says it's normal. That's good to know.
West Oakland's Dublin Pleasanton train.
Where does holy water come from? Where does holy water come from? Where does holy water come from? The question literally happened three times. I didn't just say it three times for no reason.
Doors are closing. Please stand clear of the door.
Ashley writes, holy water is just plain water that has been blessed by a priest. Lol, you people are too funny. TJ3F3RSN says, I saw an expose on 60 Minutes about that. Apparently many companies claim it comes from holy springs in the holy mountains, but actually it just comes from holy taps, whereupon it gets blessed by holy priests. Alex writes, holy water does not exist. Computer Junkie writes, water becomes holy water when a priest blesses it. The priest usually performs the making of the sign of the cross by saying a prayer. It is also the same with the Holy Rosary and the Bible. You usually buy them in church, already blessed by the parish priest, but if you buy them from stores outside of the church, you can have them blessed. I haven't heard of naturally flowing holy water. Quiddity writes, faith. Edit, a priest is not even needed. All that is needed is faith in any source of water. We had a sermon about faith in church the other day, and I had half a glass filled with water. I asked the Lord to make it holy for me, and after that I just could not bring myself to drink it, so I just took it to the offering table and left it with a tithe as an offering to the Lord. Sources, non-Catholic. Oh, and then this question is like asked four more times. Where does holy water come from? Where did the Earth's water come from? Answers.com. Yahoo Answers, should you use hot water or cold? Hey guys, the bad news is your clothes stink. The good news is washing machines exist, but there's a dilemma. Should you use hot water or cold? I was always told to wash your clothes in cold because you'll end up saving money on heating the water, and it doesn't really make much of a difference anyway. Then again, my parents were pretty cheap, and perhaps they were willing to sacrifice true cleanliness for a few dollars off the heating bill. Here's the truth. It pains me to write this, but my parents were correct. Well, mostly. According to the blog from Real Simple, washing one's clothes in cold water is just as effective. The magazine spoke with Colorado-based clothing care expert Stephen Borstein, who said, technological advances in both machines and detergents, not just the cold-specific kind, have made cold water washing a highly effective option. Detergent manufacturers have been making products specifically designed to work better in colder water, but according to the 2011 piece from the New York Times, those efforts have gone largely ignored. Quote, newly formulated laundry detergents can wash most clothes perfectly and well in cold water, manufacturers say, but customers are stubbornly refusing to turn down the temperature. Although some of these detergents have been available for several years, customers cling to the mom's age-old advice that hot water washes best, squandering energy and contributing to greenhouse gas emissions. But hold the phone. Opinions vary. Clothes in cold water may not be getting rid of all the bacteria. Quote, when it comes to water's temperature, you probably need to go hotter. If you're putting clothes in cold water, you aren't getting rid of the bacteria. Marcel Pick, an OBGYN pediatric nurse practitioner at the Women to Women Healthcare Center based in Yarmouth, Maine, tells Yahoo Shine, quote, like most questions worth asking, this one comes with a variety of answers. What's your opinion? Okay, now he's just asking for, like, an argument to happen in the comment section. What is water? Yahoo answers. What is water? And there's... Oh, man. These are... 16 exclamation points and one question mark. Best answer. Water is H2O. Hi. That says T-Rex. 7 years ago. A clear, colorless, odorless, and tasteless liquid, H2O, essential for most plant and animal life, is the most widely used of all solvents. And it has some water's vital statistics. Freezing point, boiling point, source of gravity, weight per gallon.
Once again, any passengers traveling to Fremont, stay aboard this train transfer at Bayfair. This is Lake Merritt.
Is there any taste in water? Yahoo answers. Water in one place certainly tastes different from water in another place, and there isn't a person alive who hasn't said, this water tastes good. I don't know if I've said that. But water is not only colorless and tasteless, it really is colorless and odorless. It really is tasteless, too. That is, pure water is tasteless, but you've probably never tasted pure water in your life. All water in nature contains other substances, such as mineral gases and bacteria. Minerals, mostly salt, account for about 3.5% of the weight of seawater. Rainfall is much purer, but contains molecules of gases such as oxygen and carbon dioxide. Oh, this is all the question that, like, this guy's answered his own question. Here's an ad for San Pellegrino bottled water. Anshal writes, Anshal writes, you are so informative. I always had a question how water is considered to be tasteless, because water in a lake is different from taste from water in the seas and oceans, and so is different from the water in my refrigerator. I asked my teacher and she replied that pure water is tasteless, but your explanation is really helpful. It just removed my confusion. Thanks. So, like, this is a... So someone put both the question and the answer in the question slot, and all the answer slots are people thanking this person for answering their own question. Sonia Dora writes, yes, I live in the mountains and drink fresh spring water. I hate the taste of water when I visit friends in towns. With respect, I drink God's water, and there's nothing finer. Having said that, there's a problem with high mineral content. That doesn't affect the taste. For those that say it has no taste, they have never tried pure mountain water. Oh, astronauts play with a floating bowl of water in space video. I could watch that while you guys can't see it. Scientists discovered the oldest, largest body of water in existence. Oh, this is Fast Company. That's a great science reporting. This is the one mentioned on the Wikipedia page. Researchers have found a lake of water so large it could provide each person on Earth an entire planet worth of water 20,000 times over. Okay, it's a large number multiplied by another large number. Good. One cloud of newly discovered space water vapor could supply 440 trillion planets that are just as wet as Earth is. Another way of assessing the same value. truly, that is one swampy patch of intergalactic space. Equally stunning is the age of the water factory. The two teams of astrophysicists that found the crater are looking out space at a distance of 12 billion light years. Oh, here we are. I'll talk to you guys next week.